I seem to have misplaced my white suit this morning. But white was never really my color.
While it was once predicted that we'd buy software and a machine would be thrown in for free, Apple has defied that notion. Still, software is important, and Apple CEO Steve Jobs says developers are transitioning to the latest Tiger OS. This is the seventh of eight podcasts of Steve Jobs' complete keynote address on January 10th at Macworld in San Francisco. I'm Jason Lopez for PodTech News.
Our pro apps, we are going to have our pro apps universal in March. This is Final Cut, Aperture, and Logic Pro. And if you've got the latest and greatest version of one of these pro apps, you can trade in the discs for new universal discs that'll run on PowerPC and Intel for just $49. We call it a cross grade for just $49. Now, all of our developers, of course, are in the process of making their applications universal too. We didn't tell any of our developers that we were going to be announcing these systems as early as today, because we like a good secret as much as the next person. But they've been marching steadily towards making universal products, and several have been announced at Macworld here already. And one of them I just wanted to point out by a major company, Quark. Quark has announced the next version of its premier product, Quark Express, is going to be completely universal. And they've announced a beta program here at Macworld, and the beta is universal right from the start. So we're starting to see things like this already. We're thrilled with this. Now, until our developers get all their apps universal, we are shipping a technology with every new Mac with an Intel processor called Rosetta. And Rosetta runs most PowerPC applications completely transparently. And one of the applications that's not yet universal that most of us use that runs fabulously under Rosetta is Office. And so until Office gets completely native, I think everybody's going to have just a, you know, a fine experience running it under Rosetta. And what I'd love to do is invite Roz Ho, the general manager of the Macintosh business unit, on stage to say a few words about Microsoft Office and the Mac. Hey, Roz. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Steve. I seem to have misplaced my white suit this morning. But white was never really my color, so that's okay. It's a pleasure to be on stage again and to be part of all the exciting things coming out of Macworld today. I'm happy to say that Microsoft's Macintosh business unit is on track to deliver universal binaries of Office and Messenger, and we've made a lot of progress already. We've worked closely together with Apple's engineering team to make sure that we have the tools we need to deliver great new versions of Office for Mac. But in the meantime, we've also worked together to make sure that current versions of Office run well in Rosetta. Our dedication to the platform and to you, our customers, is evidenced by our ongoing product updates. And today's no exception. We'll be shipping several updates to our suites very soon to satisfy user requests and to provide additional support for current Apple technologies. We'll be adding sync services to allow data syncing between handheld devices and Entourage. We're putting the finishing touches on Smart Card and Spotlight support for Entourage. We're also providing, I said, satisfy many user requests. I guess that was the evidence. We're also shipping another update to Messenger 5. All of these updates will be available via free download from our website in March. Throughout the end of January, we're partnering with Apple to provide our customers around the world up to 50% off Office when you buy a new Mac. There's never been a better time to upgrade your machine and your Office. Just in case all of that wasn't proof enough of our commitment, We're marking another milestone in our relationship with Apple. We're formalizing our commitment to this platform and to our customers with an official agreement that we continue shipping new versions of Office for Mac for a minimum of 5 years. I've said many times that Office for Mac is an incredibly successful product. 2005 was the best year for MacBook's business. This official commitment should leave no doubt in your mind that we're here to stay and we're in it for the long term.
Thanks, Roz. That was great.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Roz. So, Rosetta is going to be a great bridge until we get all the apps universal. And I would encourage all the developers to just let's work even harder in the next several months and get these apps universal and get them out there. So I'd like to just show you a demo of a few things running over here on this machine we've been using all morning. Let me go put this away and bring this up. And let me go ahead and just launch Microsoft Word here. And again, you can just see, you know, scrolling through Word. It's really nice. Performance is really good in Office. And I think everybody will have a great experience using it in Rosetta. It works like a champ. Now, let me show you another one. This is Photoshop running in Rosetta. And Photoshop always takes a second to load. But this is one of these kinds of demos we used to do to show off performance. It's one of these posters being built, like you would see being built in Hollywood. And all right, so let me just go ahead and say, let's rock and roll here. And this is doing some pretty fierce calculations, filtering, compositing, etc. Scaling. And so, while the performance of Photoshop is not going to be strong enough in Rosetta for a professional that spends hours a day on Photoshop, it's going to be great for most of us who use Photoshop occasionally, even under Rosetta. And lastly, I just wanted to show you Safari, just how fast this is on these new machines. It's just instant. You know, let's Macworld, boom, you know, iPod, boom. It's instant. And so when you get your hands on one of these machines out at the booth, I think you're going to like it. So, two models of the new iMac, 17-inch with a 1.83 gigahertz Core Duo, very fast front-side bus, 160 gigabyte drive. We got much faster graphics, an ATI Radeon X1600, wireless networking, iSight, and Apple Remote for $1,299. And a 20-inch model, a little beefier, faster processor for $1,699. And again, these machines, 2 to 3 times faster in the spec benchmarks, and they are shipping today. So, we could not be happier with this. This ushers in a new generation of iMacs. This is the first. Based on Intel processors, using not old technology, but Intel's latest and greatest technology, the new Intel Core Duo, which we're very happy with. And we are going to be transitioning our entire product line this calendar year. So throughout the months of this calendar year, you will hear about announcements as each product line transitions over, and we will have them all transitioned over by the end of this calendar year. Now, we've made an ad just to let people know what we're doing, a TV ad, and I'd like to premiere it for you now, if I could. So let's go ahead and run it.
The Intel chip. For years, it's been trapped inside PCs, inside dull little boxes, dutifully performing dull little tasks, when it could have been doing so much more. Starting today, the Intel chip will be set free and get to live life inside a Mac. Imagine the possibilities.
This is podcast number 7 in a series of 8 covering the Macworld keynote address of Apple CEO Steve Jobs. I'm Jason Lopez. This is PodTech News on PodTech.net.
Well, I'm glad you like it.